Now, back to a couple of guys who thought Lassie could never really do any of that stuff anyway, and that Timmy was the brains of the operation. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us on the line someone who everyone on this radio station is familiar with. It's Miss Laura Ingram. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Well, I should say woof.
Yeah, well, hey, we're really glad to have you on the show. Anyone who has listened to you for years knows about your love for dogs, especially yellow labs. But I wanted to share with our listeners who may not have heard your story yesterday where you talked about the duck crossing going on in Washington.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was hoping maybe you could share with our listeners exactly what happened.
Well, I was leaving my friend's house where my kids were swimming, and I was leaving them with my my nanny, and I had to go back to work. So I'm leaving their house, and I get in my car, and all of a sudden I'm startled by this rustling in the bushes, and I look down, and this mother duck emerges in the bushes, and then it's being followed by I think 5 or 6 ducklings, and they're like moving, they're like on the move, they're strutting out of there, they're going, and so of course I get in the car to follow them because they're going to go on this busy street, right? Fairly busy street, people roll down the street pretty fast. So I get behind them in my car, and my friend is with me, and he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm going maybe 1 mile an hour because I'm rolling down the window like a crazy person,
right?
Like one of those crazy old ladies who's surrounded by animals and at the time of her demise, and I'm looking out the window going, "Okay, duck, move over to the side." And my friend is like, "You are insane. Get the car moving." I said, "No." I jammed the brakes on, put the flashers on, jump out of the car, and I proceed to try to guide the ducks up on the grass through the neighborhood to a area where it isn't quite as dangerous. And it was sad because, you know, when you have a curb, little curb, and the duck's trying to jump over the curb?
Yep.
Well, the last duckling, after all the other ducklings scrambled to make it up the curb, the last duckling couldn't make it. It was like a children's story. Couldn't make it over the curb. So then I said, "Come on, duckling." I was about to touch it. Then I'm like, "Oh my, the mother duck is going to abandon the duckling, and I'm going to have to take care of my 2 kids and a duckling and a dog." So the mother duck looks behind her and starts hissing at me like a weird sound, like a Darth Vader duck sound.
Yeah.
Starts hissing at me. So then I'm like, "Whoa, mama, I'm hands off." So then the little duckling found its way to the driveway, cut in the curb, and found its way back to his family. So this continued on for another 10 minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, Laura, you've had your Tony Soprano moment. I just hope it doesn't have a psychological effect on you.
Yeah, isn't that scary? I'm listening to myself going, I've become one of those crazy people. Anyway, all's well that ends well, I hope.
Oh, I'm sure it does. Well, Laura, can you tell our listeners about your relationship with Lucy? You've had her now for a couple of years,
right?
Correct?
Yes. She's 3.5 years old. I had her at about 9 weeks old, and she is a yellow lab, and I got her from a breeder who is she's a show dog, you know, Labrador breeder in Virginia, and most of her dogs are for, you know, for competition and really, really serious competitors in the lab dog show world. So anyway, I got her after I had lost my beloved Troy, who was 13 and a half when he died, another yellow lab, and just met these people through a Labrador community in the Washington, D.C. area. And just, you know, I know I love pound dogs, and I know I'm going to get a pound dog someday.
Right.
But I knew I was going to have these kids, and I love Labradors and how they can get their tails pulled and their ears pulled and they don't snap. And so I got Lucy after Troy, and it's just, you know, I'm so blessed because Troy was kind of the original. He was a classic, big-headed English lab, and just very regal and just the sweetest boy. And I thought, I want another boy, but I'm like, I'm going to try a girl for now. So Lucy just had big shoes to fill, and she's just a doll, you know. She's the queen of the house, and she presides over the chaos in my home. And she lets the kids ride her, sit on her, you know, basically abuse her, and she's until I pull them off of her.
Right.
And she's just great. She's a great, great dog. dog.
Well, that was the question I was going to ask you next, is for our listeners who don't know, Laura has adopted a young Russian boy who's now 2 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, 2 years old this week, yep.
And a young girl from Central America,
Guatemala.
Maria.
She's five. Yeah. Yep, she just had her fifth birthday.
And how have they responded to Lucy, and how has Lucy responded to them?
Well, I think Lucy's a little jealous, and I know people have this experience when you have no kids and a dog, the dog is kind of the kid.
Right.
And then the kids come along and Lucy's saying, okay, why aren't we going to the park for 2 hours in the morning on Sunday like we always do? why aren't we like playing in the pools together and playing, the tennis ball for, hours on end at the park? And it just, your life changes. But she's, walking her and running with her has just become part of our, routine. And so I think she's gotten into the groove of it. Now she gets to the point where she, in the morning, will go wake up Maria and jump on her bed.
The slowly expanding pack.
Yeah, exactly. So she's gotten used to it, but she's still the queen.
Well, that's great. Well, Laura, I know that you've got a book coming up in July.
Yes.
And you're going to be out on the road doing all kinds of signings and appearances.
Yep.
Does Lucy join you on that bus, or does she stay at home?
It's funny that you say that. I am maybe going to be able to bring the kids and Lucy to one or two legs of this trip. We're just kind of putting it all together now, but I think because we're going to so many cities, I might have to, have a really huge carbon footprint and have a private plane.
So
we might have to do that for some of it. So if so, I'm hoping she's going to be able to come. But she comes when I can bring her, easily to a speech or something. I'm staying for a weekend. I love having her come, especially when I'm visiting friends. It's just it makes it all a lot more fun.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was looking at some pictures on your website, and I swear I thought I saw her on one of the planes.
Yeah, she was. Yep, she came. She came with us to Lake Minnetonka outside of Minneapolis, and she was very comfortable. She went right up that jetway, and it's like she was born to fly private.